Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of On Time in Full. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle Bejarano, and right now I'm thrilled to be joined by guest Satyen Patik. He's actually Senior Account Executive at Design Conveyor Systems, and today we're going to be discussing just the larger trends around the parcel market. We're very excited to have him here. Welcome.
Thank you. Very good to be here. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be here in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, to start us off, let's give our audience just a little bit of your background. So just name, title, a little bit about what you do in the industry. How long have you been with DCS? Just a little bit of the highlights.
Sure. So Satyen Patik, I'm a senior account executive for Design Conveyor Systems. I've been in the supply chain material handling industry for 20 plus years, worn several hats from product management to sales application engineering, and now I'm in the sales organization for DCS. Been with DCS for about 5 years.
Wow, so when did you switch over to the sales aspect?
About 5 years ago when I joined DCS is when I moved into the sales aspect of it. It was a natural move from going from product management and being a subject matter expert on products to be able to sell robust technical solutions.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear from that lens as well, because today we're talking about key trends currently shaping the parcel market and just how they're influencing industry strategies. So what's your perspective there?
2024 is certainly a market that has a lot of change and shift in it. And it has been for several years as far as the parcel market is concerned and the supply chain. And this is greatly due to the product that we're handling. And it's varying from very large boxes to very small packages. And these used to be separate operations. But now we're seeing the major parcel carriers actually consolidate these operations, and they're trying to bring them together. And this is all due to our consumerism and our behaviorism. We want all the packages on time and faster. And so those are some things that are driving the industry for what the industry is now shaping up to be, is where they're consolidating facilities and addressing product mix and then the customer experience. So the customer experience really goes to, you know, the brand loyalty, and the parcel carriers are trying to maintain that, knowing now, you know, my kids want things in 1 hour, 2 hour, same day delivery. So that is all driving even further on the footprint that's existing in the parcel market, and then how do they expand on that as well?
That actually led into my next question here, which is, what are just some of the main drivers behind these changes, and just how are companies adapting?
So like I mentioned, you know, consumerism, the way that we behave as a customer for wanting items in the mail, that's probably the number one driver, is how can we address efficiency and speed? And so the parcel market has adapted, the large parcel carriers have adapted where they're consolidating buildings and consolidating their networks. So what we're seeing more and more often is, now that we used to have small sorts or small operations for packages in a separate process flow, they're bringing them into the regional distribution centers, and they're combining non-conveyable lines with small sort lines with their regular sortation, and trying to get this building to accommodate to this wide variety of product mix, and then be able to essentially now become last mile delivery stations versus just the regional hub and a pit stop for product.
For sure. And from like a DCS lens, I mean, how are y'all helping customers stay ahead of these changes that we're talking about?
So we have been steadily growing since I've been there in 5 years. We have grown our solutions group and our consulting group, and that gives us a wider breadth and reach into the marketplace itself. So right now we're speaking about the parcel market. We've been in the parcel market for 40 plus years. We're expanding recently into the distribution and fulfillment centers, into the e-com, e-tail space, and we're growing as a business. And basically that's our approach, is very collaborative with the customers.
Well, there's the challenge aspect too. So, I mean, what challenges do you see ahead when it comes to the parcel market, and how should businesses be preparing for them ahead of time?
Sure. So several challenges. This is a very long laundry list, but essentially it is, again, with the product mix. So we spoke about buildings being consolidated, but now it's also 2024 is the year of retrofits. So we are essentially going into existing facilities, going into buildings that have already had a predetermined throughput rate or a predetermined process flow, and then we are now implementing new process flow, new equipment, revitalizing, either retrofitting or expanding on them. What we're also seeing outside of the large parcel carriers is third-party logistics these are the regional carriers. They're typically, you know, regionalized by either Midwest or, you know, tri-state area or East Coast, West Coast. And what we're seeing now is a trend of either strategic partnerships amongst these regional carriers, or they're acquisitioning and getting mergers. And so now they're getting coast-to-coast services. And that is now putting a further constraint on the parcel carrier market because it's increasing the competitiveness.
So how are you finding that DCS can be here as a source to kind of help guide them?
So as I mentioned, DCS has been growing their solutions and concepting group, as well as our estimating and applications engineering group. And essentially, it's a collaborative approach. We've been approaching the market in more of a design build. So we work with the customers even prior to maybe even having a project award or even prior to having a building assigned, but we understand their constraints and then try to provide efficiency, cost competitiveness, and robust solutions that are very specific to their customer needs.
And how are you finding that DCS can actually work with parcel customers to design the kind of facilities that can scale with demand but also adapt to any technologies that are coming up in the future?
Right. So again, we in a collaborative approach with the customers, we are looking for the outlook of 5 years, 10 years. You know, you want your ROI to come sooner than that and then be able to maximize on the efficiency and the equipment and the automation that's in within the buildings. So typically, we're focusing heavy on greenfields on the original design. What's the best use of the building? What can we do the best within the four walls as a solution set to be able to address their product mix, to be able to address, you know, the throughput of the building that they're looking for. So we're doing concepting very early on, and then we 3D model. We can use rate testing and things like that ahead of actually putting any equipment within the building.
And what kind of opportunities are you seeing emerging for companies in the parcel sector?
So the opportunities are varying. Major parcel customers are very continuous, and they're continuing to either retrofit or build last mile solutions and delivery stations. We're seeing regional carriers more of the middle mile strategies. They're implementing more of the cross dock style facilities.
It's very cool. And you know, based on your expertise, I mean, what advice would you give to companies that are looking to stay competitive in the rapidly changing parcel market? What are some bits of advice you could give there?
The material handling industry at large is a very small industry, and there's only so much capacity that's available out there. So that's capacity in regards to engineering resources, capacity in regards to installation resources, capacity in regards to just having the sheer folks on the execution side as well. And then there's the manufacturing capacity. So some of those challenges that they're facing is, I would say, is to be open-minded. Diversify your supply chain as much as you can so that you can feed different suppliers, different projects, different types of jobs, and it keeps you afloat for your end game as far as, you know, you want to get so much throughput out of these buildings or this entire network.
Well, as we near the end of our conversation here, I mean, what are some last thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience?
So I would say that, you know, being with DCS, we're an integrator. We're a peer integrator in this space. We don't manufacture any physical equipment. And I would say that, again, with leveraging what we can do in the marketplace with everything that's out in the marketplace, we are not brand agnostic. So we're not trying to put a solution within your facility just because it's a product of ours. So we can leverage the entire marketplace by using what's new, tried and trusted, you know, anything from crossbelt sorters to like what we were talking about, robotic arm induction. So we can integrate all of those facets into a facility. And that's what really separates us in the marketplace and in the material handling industry.
Fantastic to hear. And that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you, Satyen, for joining us on today's episode of On Time in Full. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. You as well.
And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit designconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.